USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New inflation numbers show prices at the grocery store continue to rise.
The Consumer Price Index continues to rise in Thursday's report. It edged up 0.4% in October. The slight increase is good news for the stock markets. The bad news? Grocery store prices year to year are more expensive by 12.5%. Fuel oil to heat your home is 69% more expensive. Natural gas is up 20%. Electricity is up 14% year to year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Although it's still unknown which party will gain control of the House and Senate, the Republicans did not win as many seats as some had expected. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she thinks Republicans should reach out to voters even more in the next election.
The bigger our tent, the better it is at reaching out to voters, the Gen Zs, the seniors, making certain that everyone is hearing our message of freedom, faith, family, freedom, hope, opportunity for all.
The Florida Panhandle and Georgia are the next places to feel the impacts of Tropical Storm Nicole. The National Hurricane Center saying that'll happen Thursday night. The storm has weakened since making landfall and now has winds of 45 miles per hour. It's about 160 miles from the state capital of Tallahassee. COVID deaths are down 90% across the globe. The director of the World Health Organization saying under 10,000 COVID deaths were reported last week compared to 75,000 in February. He said the numbers are cause for optimism, but warned governments and communities to continue being vigilant in preventing the disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. The branch traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David Berger, speaks at the wreath-laying ceremony.
This ceremony today might be focused on the Marines who came before us, but we are all united in the common commitment to serve.
A new National Mall exhibit is set to honor essential workers who died during COVID.
A new exhibit is coming to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to honor heroes lost to COVID. Families of healthcare workers will get to see portraits of their loved ones. It's called the Hero Art Project. It will feature live music and visitors can attend in-house workshops on grief. The woman behind the memorial says this takes on a special meaning since she lost her mom during last year's Omicron wave. The exhibit opens November 28th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be put up in New York City this Saturday. Officials cut down the 82-foot-tall tree from the upstate New York community of Queensboro this morning. Some 50,000 LED lights will shine on the tree when it's lit during the annual tree lighting ceremony on November 30th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.